This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Homeowners insurance is up over 50% over the last 3 years in Colorado. That's due to natural disaster risks like the 2021 Marshall Fire. But Carol Walker, executive director of the Rocky Mountain Insurance Information Association, says that doesn't mean companies are awash in profits.
In fact, Colorado is ranked third worst in the nation for profitability. Over the last 10 years, they've lost on average 12% on the property insurance market, some years much more than that.
Walker believes consumers are probably going to have to pay more to protect their property.
I think we do have to adjust to this new normal, and we're going to have to figure out within that household budget that insurance premiums will be higher because we don't want that next Marshall Fire and have insurance companies not in the business of insurance in Colorado and not able to pay those claims.
Although wildfires gain the most attention, hail causes a significant amount of property damage in Colorado. Meanwhile, June was the rainiest month Denver has seen since the 1880s, and while July did not break records, high rainfall all summer means residents are using less water for lawns and gardens. Denver Water spokesperson Jimmy Luthy says Denverites used nearly 20% less water in July compared to the past 5 years. While some parts of Colorado are currently drought-free, he urges continued caution.
It's important for all of our customers to always be looking at efficient ways to use their water all year long. We can't always count on really wet years like this or really big snowy winters.
But for now, Luthy says all Denver's major reservoirs are full. And those summer monsoons may be adding a little more rain today, at least a chance in the afternoon for the Front Range and Central Mountains. I have 72 in Vail. Sounds pretty great. Hotter down the western slope. Red flag warning and mid-90s. This is CPR News and KRCC.